In this lecture, I would like to talk about economic change, the economic changes that took place in 18th century Britain. During the 18th century, the Age of Reason, new ideas developed, new ways of thinking developed. And these led to two huge economic changes. The first, the agricultural revolution, and the second, the industrial revolution. Regarding the agricultural revolution, until the 18th century, the people of each village had shared the same fields, and these were usually very large. At the same time, their animals had run around together on land which belonged jointly to everyone in the village. And agricultural methods were not very advanced. At the beginning of the century, some farmers put fences around their land and started to experiment with more scientific ideas about farming. And of course, they were successful. They found ways to grow more crops, and they found ways to raise bigger and better animals. The results of this were great, of course, and many landowners put fences around their land, with the result that many ordinary farmers lost their land and had to move out of the villages. At the same time, of course, agricultural production increased greatly, but less workers were needed to work on these large farms. And food became much cheaper, but many people in the country found that they had no work. And by the middle of the 18th century, there were not enough jobs for the people living in the countryside. And that caused a great deal of suffering and a great deal of hardship. But it also made possible the second great economic change of the 18th century. This, of course, was the Industrial Revolution. This was possible because of the large number of people unemployed due to the Agricultural Revolution. And the Industrial Revolution provided work for many of those who had lost their farm jobs in the countryside. The Industrial Revolution started in England during the middle of the 18th century, from where it spread to the rest of Europe, the US, the USA, and the rest of the world. Before the Industrial Revolution, most industrial production had been carried on in people's homes. The first important change was the inventions of machines, which could be used in the home, such as spinning wheels and looms for weaving cloth. But later, even better machines were invented, and these were too big to be used in a small house. And most of the new, bigger machines needed a source of power to run them. They needed water power. So they had to be by a suitable running stream so the power of the running water could be used to work the machines. And so people started to work together in groups, in special buildings which housed their machines. And these groups were called factories. And this was the start of the factory system. People no longer worked at home, but worked in factories. Of course, people moved their homes nearer to the larger factories, and new towns started developing and around the factories, and some of these started getting larger and larger. During this first period, running water was used for power. But then, in 1769, the most important invention of the Industrial Revolution was made. A man called James Watt invented the steam engine. This was soon used as the main source of power for driving all machines. The steam engine was very cheap and very powerful, and it did not need to be beside a suitable running stream, and factories could now be in almost any place which had plenty of water. During the 18th century, the transport system throughout the country was greatly improved. In the early 18th century, roads were often very bad, and it usually took a whole day to travel 50 miles. In the middle of the century, a new type of road started being built, and these new roads were much better. The idea was very simple. At first, large stones were laid down, and these formed the bed, and then smaller stones were laid on top of those. And then, on top of the whole thing, even smaller stones were placed on top. And this type of construction made for very good roads. And transport became much faster. While the roads were being developed, also canals were being built. Canals were much cheaper and much faster than roads. And so a whole new network of canals was built all over England during this time. And any visitor to England can go and see them now to this day. And then the canals were replaced by another form of transport, the railways. In 1814, a man called George Stephenson made the first steam engine which could move itself. If you think about it, steam engines had always been used to move something else, to work a machine or move something, move a machine. What George Stephenson did was make the steam engine move itself. And this was the first steam train. And this led to the development of the railways. During the 19th century, the railway system was developed very rapidly, and soon railways became very fast and very, very cheap. The railways changed the lives of so many people. Before the development of the railways, most people never left their own village, or if they did leave, it was only to go to the nearest small town. After the railways were developed, many people were able to visit other parts of the country, even if they were quite poor. The railways, like all the developments, the new developments in the 18th and 19th centuries, were the direct results of this new scientific way of thinking, which developed at the beginning of the 18th century. These economic changes that took place during the 18th century, of course, led to many changes in people's lives. Many industrialists made a lot of money, and so England, Britain, became much richer. And of course, this led to the middle classes becoming more powerful. And in 1832, in Britain, the right to vote for Parliament was extended greatly, and most of the middle class were given the right to vote. And this, of course, greatly increased the political power of the middle class. However, the working class did not get the right to vote for Parliament, and so they had almost no political power. And the lives of the working classes were often very hard. Although many goods became much cheaper due to mass production, wages were often very low. Many people received only just enough money to stay alive. They had to work long hours, originally as many as 15 hours a day. Women and young children also worked in mines and in factories, and their living conditions were often very bad, with as many as 10 people living in one damp and dirty room. And there was much suffering that came as a result of the Industrial Revolution. This suffering was partly as a result of new economic theories that were developed in the middle of the 18th century. Until the Industrial Revolution, the government had tried to regulate and protect trade. But then in 1776, Adam Smith published a book called The Wealth of Nations. And he said that economics would follow natural laws, and that with free competition, the law of supply and demand would ensure that enough goods would be produced at the lowest prices. And this led to the idea that the government should not interfere in economic matters. And this is one reason why no laws were passed at first to put an end to such terrible things as women and children being made to work long hours in factories. However, though, the situation became so bad that eventually laws were passed. And the first law regulating employment was passed in 1819, and that banned the employment of children under 9 in cotton mills, under 9 years old, and reduced the working hours of those between the age of 9 and 18 to no more than 12 hours a day. By the middle of the 19th century, things had become much better, with workers only permitted to work 10 hours a day. But life was still very hard, and wages were still very low. And there was always the chance of unemployment due to a variety of reasons, economic slump or failure of a business. And that could lead to tremendous hardship and could even lead to death by starvation for many working people.